Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Don Gutteridge. Batting second. The right fielder, Milt Burns. Batting third. The center fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Babe Martin. Batting fifth. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Len Schult. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ellis Clary. Batting eighth. The catcher, Red Hayworth. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Al Hollingsworth. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Al Hollingsworth. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting second. The center fielder, Orris Hockett. Batting third. The left fielder, Johnny Dickshott. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Bill Nagel. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Tony Cuccinello. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Roy Schalk. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Cass Michaels. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Tresh. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Eddie Lopat. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Eddie Lopat. And now, play ball. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Dickshott. Gutteridge reaches second base with a double. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns strikes out. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic hits a line drive towards short. Michaels catches it and throws to second to double up Gutteridge. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Krivic. Moses reaches second base with a double. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is called out on strikes. One out. Johnny Dickshott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickshott hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clary fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Moses moves to third. Bill Nagel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nagel hits a pop-up towards short. Schult settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello hits a line drive into left field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Babe Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schalk scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Len Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tresh settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Roy Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk hits a line drive into left field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge scoops it up and throws to first for the out. two outs. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh hits a fly ball into left field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Ellis Clary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clary hits a ball on the ground towards short. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Red Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth hits a fly ball into left field. Dick Schott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Hollingsworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollingsworth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Lopat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopat hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, White Sox. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Moses strikes out. One out. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 0-for-1 in the game. Hockett hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Clary settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Dickshott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickshott is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Dickshott hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clary fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bill Nagel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nagel is 0-for-1 in the game. Nagel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dickshott moves to second. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello is 0-for-1 in the game. Cuccinello hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Gutteridge hits a pop-up towards short. Michael settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-1 in the game. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards short. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-for-1 in the game. Krivic hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Babe Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-1 in the game. Martin hits a fly ball towards right. Moses settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Moses. Krivic moves to third. Martin moves to second. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-for-1 in the game. McQuinn hits a fly ball into left field. Dickshott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Roy Schock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schock is 0-for-1 in the game. Schock hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Martin. Schock reaches second base with a double. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0-for-1 in the game. Michaels bunts towards first. McQuinn scoops it up and throws to first, with Gutteridge covering, for the out. Schock moves to third. One out. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0 for 1 in the game. Tresh hits a fly ball into left field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Schalk scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, White Sox. Eddie Lopat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopat is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Lopat is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Len Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0 for 1 in the game. Schult hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ellis Clary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clary is 0 for 1 in the game. Clary hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, White Sox. Red Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 0 for 1 in the game. Hayworth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schalk scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Hollingsworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollingsworth is 0 for 1 in the game. Hollingsworth hits a ball on the ground towards short. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Browns 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 0 for 2 in the game. Hockett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnny Dickshott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickshott is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Dickshott hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clary fields it and throws to first for the out. Hockett moves to second. Two outs. Bill Nagel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nagel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Nagel hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hayworth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cuccinello fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 2 in the game. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cuccinello fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Krivic is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Browns 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello is 0 for 2 in the game. Cuccinello hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clary fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Schalk strikes out. Two outs. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0 for 1 in the game. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clary fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Browns won. The Browns will come to bat. Babe Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 2 in the game. Martin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 2 in the game. McQuinn hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Moses. McQuinn reaches second base with a double. Martin moves to third. Len Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0 for 2 in the game. Schult hits a fly ball towards center. Hockett catches it and throws to second to double up McQuinn. Martin scores. Two outs. It's Browns, 2, White Sox, 2. Ellis Clary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clary is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Clary hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Red Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 0 for 2 in the game. Hayworth hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cuccinello fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Clary moves to second. Al Hollingsworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollingsworth is 0 for 2 in the game. Hollingsworth strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Tresh hits a fly ball into left field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Lopat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopat is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Lopat hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Moses hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hockett hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lopat moves to second. Johnny Dickshott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickshott is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Dickshott is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox 2. The Browns will come to bat. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Gutteridge hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 3 in the game. Burns bunts towards the mound. Lopat juggles the ball. That's an error on Lopat. Gutteridge moves to third. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cuccinello has Gutteridge trapped. There's the throw to Tresh and back to Cuccinello, who tags Gutteridge for the out. Burns moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Babe Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Martin hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Burns moves to third. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. McQuinn hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Nagel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nagel is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Nagel hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Haworth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello is 0 for 3 in the game. Cuccinello hits a ball on the ground towards short. Schultz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Schock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schock is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Schock hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox 2. The Browns will come to bat. Len Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Schultz hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lopat fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ellis Clary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clary is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Clary hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tresh settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Red Haworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haworth is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Haworth hits a pop-up towards third. Cuccinello settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0 for 2 in the game. Michaels hits a pop-up towards short. Schultz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Tresh takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Lopat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopat is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Lopat hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Moses hits a pop-up towards first. McQuinn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox 2. The Browns will come to bat. Al Hollingsworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollingsworth is 0 for 3 in the game. Hollingsworth hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 4 in the game. Burns hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hockett. Burns reaches second base with a double. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Krivic hits a pop-up towards short. Michael settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Hockett hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnny Dickshott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickshott is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Dickshott bunts for an out with unknown description. Hockett moves to second. One out. Bill Nagel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nagel is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Nagel strikes out. Two outs. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello is 0 for 4 in the game. Cuccinello takes first base on ball 4. Roy Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Schalk hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Burns. Schalk reaches second base with a double. Hockett scores. Cuccinello moves to third. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 3, and St. Louis Browns, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.